Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor Otey. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to share some few things with you from the scriptures today, and I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 53. I'm reading from verse 1. Now, this is a record concerning Jesus and what he did and what he represented, how God gave him to be a substitute for all of humanity. Today, I'm talking about Jesus, our substitute. Jesus, our substitute. It's so important that you get to know what Jesus has done for the whole world. Now, when you become born again and you come into Christ, you are in a different place altogether. You see, there's a love of God for all of humanity, and then there's a love of God for his children. When you read in John 3:16, he says that for God so loved the world. God expresses his love towards the whole world. And because of his love towards the whole world, he gave his only begotten son, you see, to take away the sin of the world, to take away the sin of man, the sufferings of man, the troubles of man. But then when you become born again, there's another love that is brought to you. When you read in 1 John 3:1, it says that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. By being born again, God is no more God to you in that sense. He becomes a father to you now. But it's very important you recognize and understand all the things that Jesus has died for. You see, he is a substitute for humanity. By virtue of Adam's sin, humanity was supposed to perish. Humanity was supposed to die, but he came and he died for all men. The Bible says that he died for all things in Hebrews chapter 2. He died for all things. He tasted death for all things. Not for only man, but for everything. You see, so in Isaiah chapter 53, Isaiah records, this is a prophetic writing, he records all that Jesus represented. He says, who has believed our reports, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall go up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. He bore the griefs of all of humanity, and carried the sorrows of all humanity. He says, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Brothers and sisters, he was wounded for the transgressions of humanity. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Another version says, the chastisement or the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. With his stripes we are healed. Meaning that Jesus was the substitute for our transgressions. He's a substitute for our iniquities. He's a substitute for the chastisement or the punishment that was required for us to have peace. And he is the one who has borne the stripes for our healing. The stripes that was required for the healing of humanity. Brothers and sisters, there's no need for you to be sick again in your life. There's no need for you to carry grief in your heart or to allow iniquities to weigh you down, because he has borne our iniquities. He was our substitute. He was the substitute of humanity. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to jump to verse 9. He says, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Verse 10 says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. You see, humanity's sin was such that humanity needed to be bruised by God. But God gave his son, so that his son might take the place of all of humanity. Hallelujah. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. And he says, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He says, he shall see his seed. Who are his seed? We are his seed. By virtue of his death, burial, and resurrection, he comes out with plenty of us. The Bible says that unless a grain of corn falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it dies, it brings forth much fruit. We are the fruit that has come out. We are the seed that has come out. It says, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. We are the ones to prolong the days of Christ on earth. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Hallelujah. We are the ones who prolong the days of the Lord by thinking on the fact that he is our substitute. And living the life that he has given to us. He has brought a life of prosperity, because he substituted for our poverty. The Bible says that, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become exceedingly rich. Brothers and sisters, he's our substitute. Jesus is our substitute, and he's the substitute of the whole world. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.